All right, let it rip.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk with myself for hours about things you don't understand.
Welcome to the Leaner Stronger podcast. This is Coach Puter.
Coach Teresa.
Wow, that was amazing.
Does that mean every week I get to do an intro like that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You don't sound
I think Miley Cyrus would be very, very impressed with that, to be honest with you.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Ooh, she got some competition.
Yeah, she looks like she could be a bit leaner, stronger. Leaner and stronger.
Have you seen that clip that she does?
No.
Well, actually, she's doing some pretty crazy workouts in there.
Really?
Yeah, she like does some crazy like movement things. I mean, she's a little bit hyperextended, you know, but hey. She's doing all right. She's pretty strong and fit in that video clip.
Okay.
Watch it the next time it's on at the gym.
Okay. Go, Miley.
Go, Miley. Go, Miley.
Awesome. That's pretty much on the topic today, though.
Yes, it is.
Even Miley Cyrus is getting lean and strong.
Yes, she is. She's like, you can see she's trying to build some muscle. It's amazing. It's so great that the shift is here. The shift is here. It's no more, let's have a meth addict body. Is that a bit far?
You went there already.
Okay, whatever. Just go with it.
You stepped in the shit already. Now it's like, now you've got the shit on your shoe. So, you know, you might as well like take the shoe off and put it there as opposed to like keep walking around the room and just keep making our studio all shitty over here.
I'm sorry. Okay, just talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, don't beat around the bush.
Yeah.
So what am I trying to say here is that, yes, women, ladies, it's time for us to be okay with the muscle, to be okay with the thick, because, well, it's already actually here. It's a fad, and thank God, but at the same time, in this episode today, we're going to talk about why it shouldn't just be a fad and why it needs to be with you forever.
So the definition of fad is something that is like kind of a... like
something it's fleeting.
It's fleeting, yeah, exactly. But no, it does really seem that like finally it's like getting strong is cool. Like a lot of girls, a lot of guys as well are like, well, like you know, I want to get stronger. I want to build some muscle mass, and that is absolutely fantastic. But the thing is that we want to reiterate here, and we want to really like we're happy about that. But what we want to say is that. Well, it turns out that, you know, being lean and strong, like, this is kind of the show when it comes to, like, being a healthy human being, maximizing your chances, like, living a long and a healthy life and just, like, feeling and performing at your best, like, not only, obviously, in the gym and physically, but also mentally and cognitively in your workplace.
Mm.
Being lean and strong, that is going to help you.
It is going to help you, and it's going to help you to live a longer, longer, healthier life, but your quality of life is going to be a lot better once you reach those later years. And yes, we can always think, oh, well, I'll worry about that later on, but trust you me, now is the time because life gets busy. Life gets dang busy, and once you hit, you know, 25, your mid-20s, okay, great, get to your 30s, and in that next chapter of life, it's like, okay, great. We've got kids, we've got a family, we've got a mortgage. So it really needs to be a life companion, the strength and obviously health aspect in your life and working on those healthy habits from a young age and having those, you know, unconsciously through your whole lifespan is really gonna help you to till the day you drop dead.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you said like that being strong and being in a healthy body composition, like, that's going to improve your quality of life later on.
Mm.
What about right now?
And you know, right now.
Like, what about right now? You know, like, it's kind of like you go through these periods in life where, you know, when you're young, you're just young, dumb, and full of cum, just doing dumb shit. You don't have money, and you just do dumb shit, you know? But you have time, you do, and you get to do stuff. Now, the kind of the phase of our life that we're entering now is like we're kind of getting there with like we're kind of figuring like this, like getting a little bit more freedom.
Yes.
But now we okay, we're still quite busy, but we have that flexibility now. Like we have those weekends, and we can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go surfing. We'll be going surfing every weekend. We can go. We're gonna go hiking, camping next weekend.
Totally.
Like now we can do stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing that's kind of like easy to take for granted is like that's you can't do that. Like if you haven't maintained any kind of physical capabilities throughout your early 20s. Totally. And when you get to 30s, like, you gotta hurry the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have much time to waste. Like, mm-mm. Right now, if you're in your early 30s, right now is the time when you need to get your ass into gear and you need to get in shape, because that's gonna allow you to enjoy these years of your life when you maybe don't have that big family to support yet. And you have those finances to support your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, things that, like, there's only going to be more and more responsibility coming. And it's only going to get harder and harder the further back you push it. So, like, right now, if you ain't doing this stuff, if you aren't resistance training, like, if you aren't paying any kind of attention to what you're eating, if you know that you're not happy with the way you look, and maybe your doctor has told you that look made like your blood pressure is your cholesterol, like this stuff ain't good, your resting heart rate is through the roof, like you gotta start working on this stuff right now, because no one is gonna come and save you. That's not how the business model works, unfortunately. No one is going to come and save you. You're going to have to take the responsibility yourself and put in the work right now. Yeah, that one just kind of like kept coming, but I think it was pretty like,
yeah, but it's
from the heart.
It is from the heart, and it's reality, because, like, you know, we obviously have the pleasure of working with a lot of high-level performing people in their kind of mid-30s, getting towards the end of their 30s. And, you know, if we don't work on this stuff from our early adulthood, we definitely start losing access to how we move your body. You know, just being able to do a simple thing as squat down to the ground or bend over, you know, you can lose some of that capability. Just being able to do a simple lunge to get down to the ground.
Even earlier, like I've been really, it's so funny how the world kind of works. It's like, you know, when you think about, like, I don't know, what were you like? Because in physical education class, I got to be like honest with you, I was the guy kind of like picking the teams.
Yeah, man, you know.
You
were that guy.
Yeah, I wasn't the one who was like the last pick. I'm full disclosure.
Yeah, like, of course. You're naturally very athletic, and you were very athletic as a child. You played for the state team in soccer. I was a music nerd. I actually don't remember. I don't think I was ever the last one to get picked. I was probably in the middle, but I definitely wasn't the first one to get picked.
Right.
I wasn't the first and I wasn't the last. I was in the mediocre.
Yeah.
In the mediocre club. But yeah, like, I never played sports. I played footy out the front. I played touch footy with my brothers and our neighbours. But I still climbed trees and stuff like that. Like, we lived in Cairns, so we were always out in the yard.
Yeah. You have some kind of athletic.
Yeah.
When I see you move, like, yeah, you have some kind of athletic.
That's right.
Of course, you've improved it a lot during the later years, but you've kind of picked it up, you know?
For sure. And I was pretty lucky because Mum told me to go to the gym as soon as I started uni at 18. But I remember back then, I was like, what the hell am I doing? I don't even know. Like, I think it wasn't till I probably met you that I even knew what the hell a hip hinge was. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't even know if I was doing a proper hip hinge.
Well, of course, most people can't. Of course
not. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, but, like, the point of that I'm trying to make is, like, we're supposed to learn that stuff automatically in our childhood. We're supposed to be athletic. Like, kids are supposed to play. Kids are supposed to learn how to manage their center of mass, how to manage fluid and gas and pressure inside their body so that they can move through space nice and fluently and fluidly. But the thing is that if you've been glued onto the book since a really young age, and you've just naturally gravitated towards that because of, like, the modern life doesn't force you to get out there anymore in the same way that our ancestors would have had to. Like, if you didn't learn that stuff when you were a kid, now you go through your 20s, you're again, you're just glued into the books, then you get, you know, you go into the workforce, you're again just sitting on your ass, like working all day long. You've literally kind of skipped like a really, really important part of being a human and developing as a human, and which is like, you would have had, like in nature, we would have learned that automatically. But if you're going to skip that, it's much, much harder to pick it up again. Like, it's much harder to develop. It's like learning a language. A child will learn a language just by listening to someone speak if they're young enough. They learn the grammar and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing that happens with movement. If you didn't learn the language of movement when you were young enough, it's much, much harder to pick up as you get older. That's from the movement perspective, but what about from like the body composition perspective? Like, why being lean and maintaining a healthy body weight and a healthy amount of body fat cannot be a fad, but it needs to be a lifelong companion that you hold on to.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, let's circle back. Why is being stronger and leaner something that we want to keep forever?
Well, yeah, let's focus on the leaner. Like, what would you say? Like, why is it important?
Well, for a host of different things. I think we all know that once you start holding a little bit more body fat on your body, like kind of BMI, or you're sitting on more obese or overweight spectrum.
Yeah, let's put numbers there. So like for women, that would be like how many percent body fat?
Maybe that higher end of 30% body fat.
I think, yeah. Well, I would say like 30%? Higher 20s. Higher, yeah. 20s, like even mid 20s to 30%. That's definitely like getting a little bit excessive there. And for men, it would be above 15% body fat.
Yeah.
Like a really healthy range for men is like between 10 and 15%. Women, it's okay to hold on to a bit more body fat, mostly for like reproductive reasons.
Yeah, but you know, you start, your blood sugar regulation starts to get into a bit of trouble there. You start to get a little bit less, you have a lot less energy during the day because of that. And you know, all cause mortality markers, so cholesterol, blood pressure, heart disease, and then obviously you're probably going to be storing more body fat or adipose tissue around your organs, and especially in that midsection, that's definitely not something that we want to be holding on to.
No, and overall you're in a more systemically more inflamed state, like your inflammation levels are going to be higher all around your body and also in your brain. And because your brain is more inflamed, because your blood sugar regulation is impaired, especially after meals, you're going to be experiencing these highs and lows in your blood sugars, which is going to impact your focus, your mood, and your energy levels much more than if you were lean. And this has nothing to do with how much, you know, you can kind of offset this a little bit by like moving more, but this is just by your body composition and just by how much body fat versus muscle mass you have. So then of course I gotta say, like, the other end of the spectrum, like being like bodybuilding competition lean and muscular, that's not necessary either, and that's actually incredibly unhealthy, especially for women.
Your menstrual cycle, bone density starts to come down a lot, things like hair loss, mood, sleep, there's a host of different host of reasons that you really don't want to be sitting at a leaner body weight, body fat and body weight all year round.
Much leaner. We're saying that there's an optimal, like a Goldilocks range here.
Totally.
And being like way too lean, no good for many either. I can tell you from personal experience that you just start feeling really grumpy. You start feeling really shitty. Your libido goes through the ground, and you just like don't really feel good. But then you just want to stay here in the healthy range. You don't want to be above that.
That's right. There are definitely extremes to both sides.
Yeah. I think that's an important point that doesn't get mentioned, in my opinion, oftentimes, especially when talking about things like, which is really great, like we should all love ourselves and feel good in our bodies, you know, but these kind of like, well, actually, like there are some consequences to not kind of like sticking to this like healthy mineral range, and there's consequences for going outside of this healthy range for either side of the spectrum, whether it's too low body fat or whether it's too high body fat. There are consequences, and there's just nothing you can go around that. And then there's the other thing, which is a significant association with sleep apnea. The more body fat you have, and the more, like, the more tissue you have around your neck, is one-to-one linear correlation between how many wake-ups per hour you're going to experience because of a diminished airway space and obstructive sleep apnea. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, you know, me having personal experience from 5 wake-ups per hour, there's this one study where they've lined up, like, they literally show that different kind of neck structure, and then they've put, like, okay, how many wake-ups per hour this person has, and it's insane. Like, you don't actually need to even go to that obese when you'll have, like, more than 10-15 wake-ups per hour. And then the ones that were, like, way more extreme, you could tell, like, wow, like, just from the shape of the neck, you could tell, like, okay, that person is, like, quite obese. It was, like, you know, a 30 plus wake-ups per hour, every hour. Like, that is devastating. So that is another thing that doesn't get mentioned often enough. That is a big reason why being lean and being in a healthy body composition cannot just be a fad, but it needs to be a lifelong companion.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit of sticky conversation. And
sticky conversation. God dang it, you're going to put your foot into something again? All right, let's do it.
All right, I'll make it quick. But I mean, I'm definitely one for body positivity. Like, I'm definitely one who tries to advocate for, you know, you really need to kind of choose goals that are realistic towards your bone structure and your body type and stuff like that. Like, if you've got shorter femurs like myself, hey, I know that I'm not gonna have absolute pin stick legs. Like, I just know that, and that's kind of maybe my goal in my early 20s, but now it's like, yeah, let's get those thick thighs, baby, let's go.
Yeah. Embrace the thunder thighs.
Yes, that's me. And the thunder arms.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I think there is a elephant in the room, however, when it comes to body positivity, in that, yes, we have to love ourselves in all the different shapes and sizes that we come in. But at the end of the day, I think from a health perspective, we still do really need to, we need to put some attention on whether or not, am I actually focusing on health? Am I actually trying to get to a place where my blood health markers and my all-cause mortality markers are in a safe and healthy range so that I can live the best possible life, the best quality life, not only now but later on down the track.
Love it.
Did I say it okay? Yeah, is it really politically all right?
That was perfect. That was really good. That's beautiful. That's very, that's the essence of our message today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thick thighs.
Thick thighs and brown eyes. All right.
Nice. Let's call it a day.
And of course, if this has really struck a chord in you and you realize that you're in your early 30s and you want to really get to work right now and you want to really maximize your health and strength and resilience for the not only now but for years to come, and you want to work with us and get into our proven systems to help people to achieve those goals in the most linear fashion possible, send us a DM on Instagram at Coach Peter, at Coach Teresa West. Other than that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, and we'll see you in the next episode.